One.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another special edition of In Tune with T-Mill. I'm your host, T-Mill, live from the Rocket City. You will now be encouraged and entertained. Nothing will change until you change something. We are here to change the status quo one more time. And I got a very special guest in the building. We're talking to a gentleman that is coming up with a release party. And he's got something going on that you guys really need to hear about. So make sure you mark your calendars for Saturday, September the 1st at 7:30 at the Flying Monkey Theater, 2211 Seminole Drive. You got tickets for couples that include two drink vouchers plus an album purchase. And make sure you come out to this celebration of R&B for the artist that we have in the building as he's preparing to release his debut. Debut, that means one. That means it's never been out before. Pulse. It's going to be hosted by DJ CO, live performances by spoken word artist TC of Coffee House Poets, Alex Banks, Huntsville's the world's greatest saxophone player, and national recording artist Noel Gourdain. And of course, the night wouldn't be complete without a special performance by our guest Marquise Green himself, featuring songs from the debut album Pulse. And here's the thing, by you guys listening to it live, it's not the one that you're going to hear on the CD. I'm just going to give you that right now. So make sure that you guys come out Saturday, September the 1st at 7:30 at the Flying Monkey Theater, 2211 Seminole Drive in Huntsville. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest, Marquise Green. What's going on, bro?
What's going on?
We're trying to get sponsored. We need a little more money.
Okay.
How's it going, bro?
It's going, yo. It's going. I'm blessed.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about music and how you found music. Did you find music or did music find you?
I would say that music was forced upon me by way of Michael Jackson.
Okay.
My mother would listen to the album, Thriller, quite often.
Make you clean the whole house.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mind at that point. You know, like when Thriller was on, you just be, okay.
You
didn't even wash dishes too?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's pretty much my intro into music. Now, as far as me attempting anything of my own, I went a weird route with that. That was completely weird for me.
All right. And so, what kept you committed to music for that long, you know, from then until now? Because so many different things have changed. You've met so many different people. You've tried things. You've done different things. You've thought about all these different things that you wanted to pursue. What's kept you committed for this long?
I think I recorded a CD a long time ago. It was my very first. Did it in my room. It was called The Dream.
Okay.
Right? And this is before The Dream came out as an artist. So to my knowledge, I was the first one to have that.
Check, bro.
You do. So, so it started in my room with that. And to be honest, it was just, I've always had that dream. Mm-hmm. It's just, I was always afraid of where it could go. Like, either it would fall flat or maybe it'd take me where I'm dreaming of.
It's a dream,
so,
you know? Exactly. You never know where it's going to go.
So, I mean, that, for me, it was just having the dream, having something to aspire to be.
Nice.
So that's really what kept me going for a while, and then it shifted, came family. It became, you know, I want my kids to look at me like my dad set his goals up here,
yeah. And
he reached those.
Yeah.
So I can set my goals even further than him, and I can reach those because he led the way.
Yeah, otherwise you can't tell him nothing. And
exactly.
It's like, it ain't work for you.
Yeah.
What you telling me for?
Yeah.
You know, but you never know, you know, because again, it could work for you. So don't ever not do something because it didn't work for somebody else. And don't let people put their failures on you as well.
Yes.
What's been the biggest challenge recording this album? When you think about all the different sessions, the mixing, the mastering, the recording, the writing, dance moves, all that. What's been the biggest challenge recording this album?
Keeping faith. I think that's, for me, that's been the biggest hurdle. I've lost family, people who were important to me, whether they be friends, not necessarily people who passed away, not all of them rather, but some people that I held close to me and who were very instrumental in my development as an artist. So losing them, losing family, losing sight of this dream of mine,
yeah.
I think faith is the hardest thing that I've held you know, I've tried to hold on to is just knowing that I'm doing this for a reason, that I have a purpose behind it. So it's always a struggle trying to get that back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and keep that vibe going and to try to bounce back and get interested back into it and just, you know, pick yourself back up and try to get that same feeling that you had in the beginning.
Definitely.
Now, also, you guys, if you have any questions, make sure you drop them in the chat room. If you're listening to the archive and you're not watching us live, shame on you. You should have been here live. There's all type of crazy stuff in there that y'all should be watching. But make sure you put your comments in the comment section, and we will get them to Marquise. And also, thank you guys for watching with Marquise. We got cameras everywhere. It's paparazzi, man. So if it seems like there's more singers that are rapping now. You know what I mean? Like, there's that, or they at least they're taking that flow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if I had to compare it to anything, it's, you know, show my age here. You know, it's like a Bone Thugs and Harmony thing. You know, everybody's kind of doing the singing thing. So nobody's like, well, I won't say nobody, but there's very few singers, you know what I mean, that are coming into a room that are singing, that are, you know, just putting, that are going to church,
as we would say.
So, why not adopt that trend instead of your traditional singing? Because I think of you as a traditional singer, you know what I mean? Like the silver microphone, you know, the swooning, some old, you know what I'm saying, Teddy Pendergrass, like swag, you know, or something.
Yeah.
You know? But what's kept you in this lane as opposed to trying to adopt that trend?
I won't share what the original title of this album is going to be. Just because I might dial back to it. But what I will say is that I want to stay true to my artistry. It's not necessarily saying I haven't adopted these new trends or whatnot.
And they're dope too, so some people can do it. Some people is dope.
Definitely. It's not saying that I haven't already or that I won't adopt even further into what I hear in today's music. It's just if I can take that and apply it to what I do, then I'm going to do that. I like to think of myself as unlimited when it comes to writing, when it comes to creating. Right. If I want to make a country song tomorrow, I don't think anybody can tell me no.
Nah, definitely not.
Exactly. So it's just being able to be free and do what you feel at the time. So I haven't really felt like rapping just yet, but it's coming.
It's coming. Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Who's rocking with you at this event? Now, I know I named a couple people, but, you know, tell us again who's rocking with you at this event and why you chose them. Because you could have got anybody. You could have got me, but you wouldn't have sold any tickets.
Nah,
but
you got to follow me.
But you, who's rocking with you at this event?
All right. I have a poet. Her name is TC.
TC is dope.
Yes.
Bring you some tissues, okay? Because when TC get the going, you know, fellas, y'all might want to, you know, something in your eye, you know, just turn your head. Just I'm telling y'all now, bring some tissues, or that'd be a perfect time to, you know, get your hat a little low. You know what I'm saying?
They'll be dim, though, so, like, if you're crying.
Oh, then you're good. You're good.
Wipe that off to the side and just.
Yeah, man, it's hot, man, you know?
But I have TC from Coffee House Poets. She is just the most amazing poet that I've ever heard. I want to say I met her maybe 5-6 years ago now. I think I was late to that performance, but I heard 30 seconds of what she was saying. And I just started crying, she hit me. So I was like, yo. And she's been, like, family since.
I didn't cry. That was dust in my eyes the first time I saw her at A&M.
Yeah.
It was a little dusty. Because, you know, that auditorium was old. They don't clean nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was dust everywhere. I was crying. So, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, a little tear. I wasn't crying. I was just, you know, perspiration in my eyeballs. You know, that's kind of what it was.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And then I also have Alex Banks. He is a saxophonist out here. Once again, one of the best that I've ever heard, like, period, point blank.
Absolutely.
So that dude is a living legend, and it's weird to say that because he's mad young.
Yeah.
But it's like, you just know. You know, you see somebody and you just know, like, that dude has the potential to go anywhere he deems.
Absolutely.
So that was incredible. And then, of course, I have Noel Gordain, who is a national recording artist. People might have heard The River.
Yeah.
That hit Billboard charts. Honestly, every album that he's put out has had a song on the Billboard. It's just so for him and the rest of them to actually be a part of this is just been incredible. It's been amazing. It's just great.
Excellent. Now, Huntsville is growing. There's a lot of music happenings. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of plans that are happening. How do you feel about the soul or the just the singing industry, because you know they've got a we've got a rich rock scene, we've got jazz scene, and we've got all these different genres. They're just happening in pockets where people know about it or they don't know about it. But from your vantage point, from where you stand and where you see things, how do you feel about the music and the singing soul music industry in Huntsville, or even just North Alabama?
I'm going to continue to stay PC.
Keep it funky, man. Keep it all the way funky.
I mean, I'll be PC-ish.
Okay, okay.
All right, so I feel like there is a market for everything. Mm-hmm. There truly is. No matter where you are, what you do, you have a lane, you can get in it and just drive away.
Yes.
That's what we have here. Huntsville is a hub. We have so many different types of music here. It's just in terms of the promotion, I feel like we suffer from not knowing exactly where to push it. We have so many venues that may cater to a rock group or just rock music in general. As an R&B artist, I might want to go and perform there, but I know that that's not their bottom line. Like, their bottom line is, oh, well, we rock out every night. If you don't have something, and then it makes you as an artist, or myself in turn, feel like I need to change my sound up. I need to incorporate something that they would, which isn't bad. But at the same time, I feel like if you love music, you should love any type of music.
Yeah.
Be open to it at least.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're growing and we're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. There are a whole bunch of more venues opening up and becoming available to people like myself or rockers or country western singers, just whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where we end or end up rather.
And if I could, you know, throw any ideas out there for that, or people that are looking for that, is most of the time great ideas come from, or, you know, like my mom used to say, or still says, necessity is the mother of invention. So it's kind of like we've got this facility here, the Maitland Conservatory. You know, people have been doing events here out of necessity that they couldn't find somewhere else to do it. So it may be one of those things where it's like, yo, we want to create our own scene, which people are doing here and there. Like, you performed at R&B Vibes Live, and people are doing so. It's like, you know, don't wait for that permission. You know, it's like, yo, we're going to do this the way we're going to do it. We just got to find our spot to do it at. We're going to do it the way we want to do it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to say that a couple of years ago I said this to my then manager, but the thing is, if you can't find the opportunity, you create the opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that from, so I wish I could give them credit.
Yeah.
So tonight I'll take that as, I came up with that. I'm going to put it on a shirt. If y'all want to buy those shirts, you can get them off my website very soon.
There you go.
But, so it's all about creating the opportunity.
Absolutely. What do you feel about, were you able to attend the audit, the music audit?
Yes.
What are your feelings on that?
My feelings are that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially for here. But if the city of Huntsville, if we're willing to invest in ourselves, then I don't see why nothing positive can come from that.
Absolutely.
It's all about investing in yourself and believing in that goal, that dream that you have.
Yeah.
So as a whole, if Huntsville is behind this, it's nowhere but up.
Yeah. And you know how everybody's got that survey at that job where they say, are you getting paid enough? Would you change anything? How can we help? And nobody fills it out. But then the next day, everybody complains about their hours, or they complain about pay, or they complain about this, and then they wonder why things don't get done. This is that time where your voice, you know, means something.
Yeah.
To where everybody should, you know, take at least just take some time. It takes 5 minutes. Go fill out the survey. If you're a music industry professional, they've got different sectors on there where you can fill it out as a fan of music, you can fill it out as a artist, you can fill it out as a music industry professional, you can fill it out as a media person, somebody that does TV, radio, whatever. And it, you know, aligns to that. So if you don't make your voice heard, once again, it's kind of like not voting and then complaining about the problems that are going on, right? So do that, you know, and then get your voice heard, because again, that's the feedback that they're looking for, you know, and for everybody to look for. And it's actually an eye opener of some of the questions that are on there. It's like, yo, I haven't even asked that question. Like, that's a good question, You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how people, you know, come together and what comes of that.
You say it in all the candidness, though. Be the change you wish to see. That's all it is.
That's the t-shirt I came up with.
Oh, okay, okay.
So he got the opportunity.
Partnership on something, because I feel like, but nothing. Okay, okay.
So now imagine everybody in the Tennessee Valley is listening. Don't even imagine. Everybody is. Okay. You know, so everybody's listening. To those that have never heard your style of music, or, you know, give them one reason why they should take a chance on you and to come out to this event. You know, people that are stuck at home, or they see the flyer and they think it's going to be like every other event. Talk to them, you know, because you know the people that are risk takers, or the people that love music, yeah, that are going to come out. Yo, this is, I just love what he's doing. But talk to the skeptics and the critics that may want to take a chance. They just haven't been given that incentive. You got to incentivize them.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So incentivize those that may not be wanting to take a chance. So talk to them.
Okay. I came up with an elevator pitch. If you know what that means, that's just if you were on the elevator with somebody who was, I don't know, in a boss of a company that you wanted to be hired under. You only had 30 seconds to just tell them who you are, what you do, and why they should hire you. I feel like my elevator pitch was simple. It's just to describe my sound. I feel, and this is me, but I feel that my music is a mixture of a Michael Jackson meets Marvin Gaye. If you've seen my Facebook page, you've seen the picture. But it's a mixture of Michael Jackson meets Marvin Gaye. Meaning, Michael was my whole reason for being into music. But Marvin had that soul, had the storytelling. He had everything going for him there.
Yeah.
Now, it's not saying that I can't hit notes that Michael could,
yeah,
or notes that Marvin could, but I meet somewhere in the middle, and I felt like both of them have always been influential on the design of my music,
yeah,
of my sound, actually. So it's basically, if you like either one of them, I feel like that should be incentive enough. Not to mention, we have TC if you love poetry. We have Alex Banks if you love jazz. And not just regular jazz, not that jazz that puts you to sleep, like this dude performs.
Yeah.
And then to top that off, we have Noel Gordine, who is like one of the dopest writers, singers here.
I'm telling you, man, so, all great performers. You know, I've seen Alex Bank crip walk when he played the saxophone. You know, I've seen him do the moonwalk while, you know, so I'm just saying, you know, he's talented. So make sure you guys come out, man. When is it happening? When is it going down?
September 1st at Low Mill at the Flying Monkey Theater. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8. We gonna be up there until about 11 o'clock.
There you
just
go.
Come in, get it in, you know, have fun.
Absolutely, man. Well, Marquise, thank you so much for coming out. And again, you guys, make sure you make it a date night, because there's a couples package.
Yes, sir.
It would be a little weird to show up by yourself and there's a couples package, but again, use it as an excuse to be a date, you know, take somebody out on a date, you know, and if you need somebody to take out on a date, and if you, hey, listen, let us know, you know what I'm saying? We got somebody.
We know.
All right? You know what I'm saying? So make sure you come out, bring your friends, bring your family, come out, have a good time. There's going to be food. There's going to be DJs. Shout out to DJ CO. TC, please make sure you guys bring tissue papers. I'm telling you, bring some tissue, because there's gonna be dust in the air. And you might, fellas, you might have to shed a tear, have to cry, just whatever. Tapping. You know, it's gonna be the room's gonna be dark, so don't be afraid to cry a little bit, because she's not gonna tug at your heartstrings. She's gonna grab it,
yeah,
like
and squeeze some
real dope she poet,
has,
man.
She
so
has
make
strong
sure you guys.
Hands. Yeah. She's gonna hit me, but she has really strong hands. The mortar just love you with, you know?
I don't know why I thought Seinfeld, he was like, man, she got man hands.
Oh, I'm not going to say that.
I'm not talking about TC, I'm talking about Seinfeld. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you guys come out, have a good time, support local artists. Again, like the man said, be the change that you want to see. Stop complaining, get about the house, man, and come out and enjoy yourself September the 1st, man, and get you some soul in your life, all right?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, In Tune with T-Mill, we are out. Make sure you drop your questions in the comment section. And we'll see you on the next episode. Peace.